she's real fine.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the web. For those people listening on the web, aloha. And we have a famous special guest today, Damian Farias. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. I don't know about the famous thing, though.
Yeah, he just been trying to be conservative. Anyway, I have a belated Happy Valentine's message. And if you have any special message and you want it on the air, you have to call the studio and let me know by emailing me. Who knows when I'm going to get that. It all depends when I have time to read the email. So, this Happy Valentine's was supposed to be for Kurt in Dugald, Canada, from his wife. Happy Valentine's. Sorry about the late Happy Valentine's, but because I don't read the emails that often, or hardly get around to it with all this scrambling around. And talking about emails, I've sent our governor, Neil Abercrombie, two emails and no reply. And talking about Abercrombie, I don't know how you feel about it, but he wants to build a rail, and so does the mayor, with no money. He wants to cut the retirement benefits and all that and still build a rail. Now, is that good leadership? I don't think so. What about his pay? Did he cut it? So, you know, folks, a spade is a spade. A green ball is a green ball. You call it like it is. So, anyway, this senior citizen, Ellen Shiraki, is on 100% ethanol now with her Toyota, and it's just running fine. So, what's up with this ethanol not being a good fuel? Mike Gabbert is trying to push this repeal of the ethanol bill back. It's the bill SB 715. And it's now in the House. And Calvin C and all of these people, let me tell you, folks, before they do any kind of judgment on ethanol, don't you think they should at least try it? They have an open invitation from me to try ethanol in their cars. Nobody ever took me up on it. Why is that? Is that good government? I don't think so. You got a question? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 296-5467. Or if you want to talk to that famous Damian Farias, give us a call. Yeah, he's just trying to be conservative. The guy is good, you know. He can really drive a race car. And we'll get to him in a minute, talk about his racing days, and learn more about racing. The other thing I wanted to let you know is, if we're so strung out on money, okay, and we are, why are we building a rail with no money? There's not going to be any federal funds, and several states on the mainland is canceling their mass transit. hello, what's up with this? And Hawaii is pushing for it? And it only concerns people from Kapolei to downtown? And the whole state is going to pay for this? I don't know. This it don't fit right. So, anyway, the thing I was trying to get to too is we don't have money, but the state tolls cars off the freeway as a service. They got tow trucks patrolling the freeway and will tow you off the freeway for free, but the taxpayers pay, get this now, $900 per tow. I think that we're in the wrong business. I better start towing. You make more money, $900 a tow.
Well, I think it's right now it's around that amount because of the amount of people they towed.
Well, it doesn't matter if they towed one or ten. $900 a tow. If you gave somebody the bill of $900 a tow, they get their gun out and they shoot you. That's highway robbery.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like, I don't know why we're paying for the toll when the rest of us have to maintain our cars so we don't have to get towed.
Yeah, you know, in Japan, it's just the opposite. If your car is stalled, you're going to get a big fine for that. You know, because they cannot afford to have stalled vehicles on the road.
So, I don't know if you ever remember the Grace Report. Came out many, many years ago about what government was paying for some of the stuff they were buying. What you just said about towing kind of reminds me of the federal government was paying $2,500 for a screwdriver that you could buy at Walmart's for $1.75.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's up with that?
Government. Plenty of money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sure. That's why we're in debt and we're going bankrupt. I don't know. I don't know, folks. If anybody got the secret out there, let me know. 808-296-5467. Who's on the line?
We have Lawrence from Kaneohe.
Hey, Lawrence.
Hi, George. Your comment regarding the state don't have money. Mm-hmm. How about that article last week where the state paid the prisoner, a prisoner $83,000 because he was held 83 days over his date of release? Is that considered a waste of money? $83,000, what can we do with that?
Oh, yeah.
And then another thing, that hippie, Abercrombie, who says, I'm not your pal, I'm the governor, you know. How about whatever he just said, I'm a dictator. I'm not your governor, I'm the dictator.
He's very arrogant.
I'm going to tell you how I'm going to spend your money in my way. Yeah, well, you know, we're going to be stuck with him for the next 4 years.
No, we don't have to. Can we also get a petition and get him out.
I didn't know that was possible.
Why not?
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, we should. All you people of Hawaii who voted him in, because this is what you get now. We get in shafted raw.
You know, what politicians, and I mean from the governor all the way down, they fail to realize that they work for us. We don't work for them.
Right. Yeah.
You know, if we're working for them, where's our pay?
They're a public servant.
Yes.
But once they get in office, the hell with you. I'm going to run things the way I want.
If you had a business and your employee talked to you that way, what would you do?
Hit the road.
Fired. In a heartbeat, you're fired.
Our state is going to be in dire straits. I mean, it's going to be terrible. We're terrible. We're gonna see, everybody's going to suffer. Our children, our grandchildren are going to suffer. Yeah.
But they're in office for their own pocket.
Yeah.
And they're not going to cut their retirement, their pay, nothing.
And the issues they're addressing, same-sex marriages. What about, like you said, the jobs, the economy, you know, traffic, the roads? George, when I pay gasoline, I look, there's a federal tax on it. Isn't that money supposed to go to pave the highway?
Mm-hmm.
And that's now right. They want to raise... they want to raise the taxes or take away from the retirees to pave the roads. Where is that money from the gasoline tax going into the general fund?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, why not the highway?
Nope. Well, I don't know. I don't know. This is so messed up. It's not funny.
Yeah, well, we should, you know, somebody should start an organization where we can impeach that hippie out of office, because he's going to really lead us down the wrong path. I mean, it's too bad.
You got to set an example. Yeah. You impeach one, the rest will stand up straight.
I think this year legislature is not going to really accomplish anything again.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Yeah, waste of money. Well, thank you, George, for venting.
Thank you. Okay. Aloha. Well, we would like to hear more. You can give us a call at 808-296-5467. And I'm getting back to Damien again. We're supposed to be talking about racing, but you know, this financial thing with the state has driven us through the ceiling.
Well, I think part of your show is to talk about what the people that's listening want to talk about.
Yeah, so whatever.
We're here, we can talk about cars, racing, or if we have any insights as to what their question is about,
mm-hmm.
We can try to answer that too.
Sure. So just give us a call at 808-296-5467. No shame. Nobody can see you, so you can disguise your voice so nobody knows who's calling. Damien was in the shop today, and Steve Inouye was listening to the voice. He said, "Hey, I know that voice." So, anyway. Talk about venting. Mario Llano has written a formal letter to, or an email to, Representative Takaki. And, he's really vented on this letter. He's talking about vehicle taxes. Governor George Ariyoshi doubled the vehicle tax when he was governor, only for 2 years to repair the roads. What happened? It never went back. It never went back to normal. It just kept going higher and higher. So anyway, he's venting on that. And the other thing is the seatbelt law. He said, click it or ticket, what about vehicle insurance? He said, if someone crashes into your vehicle and your family or friends is hurt, what is the first thing you're going to ask the other person? Do you have your seatbelt on? No, you never say that. You're going to say, you have insurance. That's the first thing you want to find out. Because who's going to pay for the damages? Not the seatbelt. But yet, they're on this stupid rampage of seatbelt law and not insurance law. He also goes on and says that they raided the hurricane fund, which is actually all the homeowners' money and not government money. They raided the hurricane fund and supposedly to balance the budget. Oh, something is wrong. They're telling you that don't trust the government with any of your money. So stop paying taxes. And tell them, once you folks can get your act together, then we'll pay the taxes. How's that? I don't know.
I just had a thought. There has been several times they've suggested maybe gambling could bring in some revenues greatly needed. But when you really think about it, over the years, hasn't the government been gambling with our tax money?
Yeah, yeah. Just on the sly.
And it looks like they've been losing big time because there's nothing left in the treasury.
Yep. And you know, like I was telling you, Damon, before the show, they want to do the rail. But they didn't do the sewers yet. It's, I don't know how many billion dollars for the sewer. They didn't even touch it.
Well, the other thing, too, is we've been building roads in Hawaii since the early 1930s. We still haven't figured out how to maintain the roads and keep them properly repaired. So what makes us think that they're going to be able to build a rail and keep that properly running and repaired?
With steel and
exactly.
Salt air?
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who's next?
We are going to go to a break, and then we'll be back with Rolling Bob.
Okay.
You're listening to George Nita on Automotive 101, and his guest today is Damian Farias from Maui Toyota.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Are you looking for a new car or used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damian Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damian Senior.
Looking for a unique gift? QCase has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Cute Case truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
She's real fine, my boy. Okay, we're back rolling, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob here. Aloha, Hawaii. Well, you know, George,
Calm down.
I know. Okay. Anyway, I'm noticing all over the world, the people are rising up against their governments when they're not getting what they want. Now, I'm not suggesting that we do that here, but...
I am.
But I say the only way it'll really work if you can prove that somebody didn't get elected for doing something. So, you know, like what I'm saying is if there was some group, like a Tea Party group or something, that rallied against somebody and they lost, the politicians would start doing what the people wanted. But you would have to be able to show them, you know what, you raise the taxes, you're out of office. And the next person coming in, that group holds their feet to the fire and says, now, this is what we hired you to do, and if you don't do it, you're out. And if you can demonstrate that, that's how the because the politicians, at the end of the day, want to be politicians, and they want to be in office. And that's the only way you can get them to do the right thing, is by voting.
Impeach them.
Or impeach them, right. But that's why, like I always say, that's why when the politicians are running, they'll tell you anything.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to hold them accountable once they're in office. And until we get that kind of power, you're just going to have the same thing over and over. I mean, look, you got people that have been in office forever that I can't even remember anybody else ever being a state senator. It's insane. But, you know, I'm stopping. I'm boiling over here. Anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Damian and I were just talking about Bob, he must be blowing a head gasket already.
Well, you said if we talk politics, he was going to call in hot. If we didn't, then he'd call in cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was hot.
He was hot.
He was trying to cool off. Okay, who's next?
We have Henry from Kailua.
Hey, Henry.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, he was hot. He was trying to cool off. Okay, who's next?
You got to turn down your radio, Henry. We're getting feedback. That's why you're not coming through.
Hello?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, hey, you know, your program can be a really big, let's call it a venting situation, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
since you guys are on, and I really appreciate the fact that you just don't talk about cars. You talk about whatever irritates everybody. So my biggest irritation out of this world is during the election when Abercrombie talked about getting federal grants and all this good stuff and had this big book about all the things that could have been done instead of furloughs and all that. What does he do when he gets into office? He raises taxes, tries to cut retirement. He tries to take money from the people instead of reducing government costs. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I really wish there was some... You see, in Hawaii, like the last gentleman said, in Hawaii, people tend to vote for the people they know year after year after year. And it's just the way it is here, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But yet, when something goes wrong, there isn't a group of people who make it known. Look at all the campaign promises that happen. And what's happening right now? Raise taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And
everything opposite from what they promise.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. And it seems that most of the people here don't even notice what was promised and what is happening. Look at what he's doing. It's ridiculous. I don't know if the other person would have done any better. I don't know. But this was the wrongest thing Hawaii could have done, was put in a Democrat who believes in raising taxes and all that. Anyway, I listen to your program every week because I notice people vent on anything they want to, and you're a nice guy. You let them do it.
Yeah, we're not stuck on one. We're basically on automotive, but if something else aggravates you, I give you a chance.
Yeah, I understand. I noticed that, and that's a good thing. And, you know, your program could be a whole lot more than just cars. Although cars are a hobby, but hey, I really appreciate your program. I wish people would listen so the venting that we do gets known. I think a lot of people, I think the big, vast majority of the people in Hawaii are uninformed. That's the problem.
Right.
Just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And all those people who put Abercrombie in there thought it was a good deal because it sounded good. Look what's happening now. First thing is raise the tax here, raise the tax there. And like you say, we have no money. So instead of cutting out that rail program, what they're going to do? Raise the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'll listen and hear what other people
have. Okay.
Hey, George.
Thanks for sharing. Aloha.
Okay.
Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. And if you have a question about your car, comment, or whatever, you got a question for Damien for years, give us a call. You know, he's sitting there waiting to answer question about his old racing days.
No.
Yeah? So, you know, back then, when we had Hawaii Raceway Park and stuff, you know, life was good. Way better than it is today. With no racetrack, and people not even thinking about the future, the young people growing up have no opportunity to go racing like we did before. It's sad. And the only way they can do it is go to your island on Maui.
That's true. Well, the Big Island, I understand. I think they're still operating.
Yeah, but it's rainy over there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you got an umbrella over your car and go.
Well, they've been talking for a long time about building one on the west side in Kona area.
Yeah, but did you see the place they want to do it?
Well.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay, who's next on the phone?
We have George from IEA.
Hi, George.
Hey, how you doing, pal?
Okay.
So I got a 1936 Ford pickup.
Okay.
And it's fiberglass.
Mm-hmm.
And I got boondoggled when I bought it. It's junk. So I mean doesn't line up and it doesn't work right and, you know, I got them from the mainland, So I don't know what to do. I don't know. Is there anybody in Hawaii that I can take it to and get some help? I'm supposed to get a pickup truck chassis and, you know, put the fiberglass body on it. Is there someone that can help me with that?
Let me look at it.
How do I do that? Do I call, I give you an address? And
yeah, and I'll come over and look at it.
Okay.
You got my number?
Yeah, I got your number.
Okay.
So I'll get you a call.
All right.
Thanks.
Right. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. And anyway, getting back to the racing, I feel really, really sorry for the young folks today. They have no racetrack. They cannot go down there and enjoy under safe conditions racing down the highway, down the drag strip. For those of you that never raced before, racing is a special feeling. It's a hard to describe, but when I asked my youngest daughter how it feels to drag race and drive a junior dragster, what's the exciting part about it? And she said, it's the G-force. The G-force that pulls you in the seat when you leave the starting line. What was your sensation of drag racing?
Pretty much the same thing. I got more of a sensation racing when I was driving wheel-to-wheel sports car racing.
Mm-hmm.
I drive a modified car.
Mm-hmm.
And the novice area, when you go in as a novice. I was a drag racer, and Haim Greenstein saw me with this little sports car that I was drag racing with, said, "Hey, boy, you should be running it on the oval circuit, running race sports cars." Which I did, and we didn't have money in those days, and you know, you got to wear a driving suit, racing suit. And I found out that if you went down to the surplus store, bought coveralls, and then put it in baking soda water solution, and then dried it out, that would pass as a insulated suit. No, you know, for fire purposes, and an old football helmet, because I played, you know, back in. And then that's what I started racing with, and 25 laps was a juvenile. Novice. They wouldn't let you go more than 25, and it was a 2.1 mile track down at Hawaii Raceway. And it's full out. You know, it's four cars abreast going down the track, getting into a turn that only two cars can go into at one time. After 25 laps, when you try to get out of the car, there's no feelings from your waist down. I mean, all you have is your leg keeps vibrating. All that, what they call it.
That's why they allow you only 25 laps. Right. You go more than that, forget it.
All the adrenaline is in, just pumping.
Yeah.
And until you do it for a while, then all of a sudden you start, your body becomes acclimated to doing that kind of stuff. But what I found best, you always had a desire to find out how fast your car was, how fast you could go, and how well you could drive. You go out and spend a day at the track. You know, for the rest of the 2 weeks between races, you could go 25 miles an hour. You didn't care what anybody else was doing. You abided by the law because you knew that in 2 weeks you'd go get your thrill again. You didn't have to do it on the street.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's what I always looked for. It was 2 weeks from now, I'm going to be back on the track. I can do what I want to do.
Exactly.
Get back on the road, then I'll do what everybody wants me to do. Drive like a sane person again.
Well, imagine if we didn't have a track.
Then you're doing what they want to do on the track. They do it on the streets.
Exactly. So, anyway. Okay, let's get to calls.
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Aloha, Governor Nita and Lieutenant Governor Faria.
Yes?
I got some interesting news for you guys. I don't know if you picked up on this one out of the news cycle this past week. Remember when our president said that he's looking forward to like a $200 or $500 billion rail system
being
built in our country?
Okay.
Anyway, he did, and he mentioned it in the last State of the Union speech. So, he makes claims about how we should be so much like China. Well, this past Monday, it was reported that China has decided to cancel all their plans for a rapid rail system in their own country. And the only thing I could think of was, because when they heard him say it, they thought, oh, no. And they've watched different governors of our different states, because they pay attention. They got the internet and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that would be that's an interesting thing. I wish a fact that we could throw in Mr. Carlisle and Mr. Abercrombie's face. Wow, if it's so good, how come China just canceled all their plans? They don't want to do it. It's financially unfeasible.
Well, because they have brains.
Well, the other thing too is, anybody watching the news will know that just recently, the most recent one was the governor of Florida told the president he didn't want high-speed rail, that they offered to give him $2.8 billion and he said he doesn't want it. So the government said, well, it's fine, we'll find somebody else that wants it. And Governor Christie from New Jersey also canceled the tunnel under the to run a rail. He canceled that. And as I told you earlier today, George, when I was talking, there are several rail systems in California. BART is one of the ones most known, but there's CalRail, and I was there 2 weeks ago, and it caught my attention because of the rail situation here. And people were up in arms. They wanted to get the guy that was administrator or director for the rail system fired, because he was drawing $432,000 a year running CalRail, and CalRail was running a $30 million deficit.
Oh, man.
And that's right in California. You know, that's our neighbor right across the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention the fact, Damien and George, that they're bankrupt as far as the state is concerned.
Yep. And we're going to be in the same situation.
Well, they say as California goes, we go. And you know what? This is more important, you guys. We got to make sure that we don't sell toy guns, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Very important. And make sure we cost you more to do soda. Oh, they got smart. They don't want to do that one. But we want to charge all the old folks tonic, you know, their beer or whatever. Charge them more for that. What else? Oh, double the registration fees. George and Damien, I thought that was so cool that... George, what was the name of your friend that sent an email or whatever?
Mario?
Mario, yeah. Mario, if you're listening, holy cow, what a winner to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yep.
So.
He's getting really steamed up, you know.
Yeah. he's got a lot of company.
But only thing he don't have is the guts to call in and say it on the radio.
Oh, I think we'd all shock out, George.
Oh, yeah. But there's a lot of people in Hawaii the same way.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't say. And it's because the way you were brought up, your parents always say, don't say anything. Don't make trouble.
Don't make waves.
Yeah.
Well, the old Japanese philosophy is don't be the nail that stands up, right?
Yeah.
You got to pound that nail back down.
Mm-hmm.
Forget it. Not in this world.
That's right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. 808-296-5467.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101 and Damien Farias from Maui Toyota.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, "That kid that caused this wreck was drunk." Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, "This girl's gonna die." I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, "I love you, Mom." So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and just a little reminder, if you are looking for a good detergent, go down to Crestec Cleaning Center and get the Degreaser 2000. It is fantastic, folks. The best cleaner I have ever tried. Those of you that know, I use a white shirt every day for work, and now and then we get oil on it, and I use Degreaser 2000 and it's gone. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Tristan from Montreal, Canada.
Hey, Tristan, aloha.
Hey, how are you? I had a question regarding the plastic you had mentioned on removing off vehicles from the test you had done.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I had removed the plastic cover over the engine, above the head.
Mm-hmm.
You also recommend, or one of your callers recommended, removing the bottom part as well.
Right.
That covers kind of the oil pan and the tranny pan.
Right.
Is that still recommended, even though we have potholes here in Montreal?
Yes. Because that cover is just plastic, and if you hit a pothole, and if it's going to damage anything, the plastic is not going to protect it. The
right.
plastic is just a facade.
Right.
And it's just there to beat up your vehicle, and the manufacturers want you to do that.
Okay.
You see, it's like, give you an example.
Okay.
If you're, let's say, in Las Vegas and the temperature is 130 degrees or whatever, and you're wearing a coat, a fur coat, and walking around, you're going to heat up.
Of course.
See?
Right. No, of course.
And it's the same thing with a car. When you're traveling down the highway, the air goes under the car and helps cool the transmission and the engine oil pan.
Right. The only thing what I'm worried about is having the potholes and then the big puddles. It's not going to splash into the air box or the air intake?
No.
Unless you go into a huge, kind of like a small little puddle, right? Or a small river.
You'll be okay. Because you got to remember, the cars before, in the old days, the 50s, 60s, and 70s, never had any cover.
Oh, okay, I see. I haven't owned the car that back, back then.
But yeah,
okay.
See, and back then, manufacturers had integrity, they had pride. They built things to last. They had pride in what they built. Today, they're trying to rip you off every which way they can.
Very true. Just like you had mentioned with the octane ratings on the fuel, 87.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My father's van pings when you put 87. The 3.4, from Pontiac, Montana.
There you go.
Pings with the 87. So.
There you go.
I'm still doing the mothballs, but still people are in their daydream that it doesn't work or there's no difference between oils, a synthetic-based oil.
Oh, there is a big difference.
There is, but you tell that to the general public, they're just confused and lost. And they'll back up anything of their foolish pride going with their cheap oil,
Yeah, so a good friend of mine from Utah, Doug Thorley, he makes racing exhaust systems. Back in the 60s, he told me, you can't teach stupid smart because they're stupid because they can't learn things.
Sure.
That makes sense. Smart people learn.
True.
Okay. So how is it there in Canada?
We had mild temps and now it's bad. It's getting cold again, minus 12 degrees Celsius.
Oh, God, it's too cold.
Yeah,
for me, 60 degrees is too cold.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you don't have to deal with it, right?
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
Well, take care, Tristan.
Yeah, I appreciate the info. Take care.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay, who's next?
We got Clarence from Macaulay.
Hi, Clarence.
Good afternoon, Nita. I believe the buck stops at the White House.
No, the buck stops at the leader of each state. But it doesn't stop.
Remember, every Abercrombie said that he'll settle this once and for all Obama's citizenship?
Mm-hmm.
As to this date, he can't prove it.
Mm-hmm.
So now the case is pending Supreme Court, second conference, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
They're still hanging it out.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, I just got my automobile registration yesterday, and they get the beauty fee, $7. What is the beauty fee?
That's the fee to beautify your car.
I think so. Then my last toll charge was $147, and this toll charge, $168.65.
Mm-hmm.
They get the state fee, city fee. State fee $25, state fee $20. The city weight tax is $101. The state weight tax $15.15, and the total came to $168.65.
But if you go to Big Island, it's only $70.
And the car only weighed 2,000. The Toyota 84 weighs 2,020 pounds, and it's still going. Just turned over 66,000 miles.
Jerry,
I think my car will outlive me. My Toyota is going to outlive me.
I think so.
I paid $5,000 when I was 8 months old. I think I could get my money back today. The car no more rust, nothing.
Definitely.
I think that's the only car I see on the lanai at Capilano Boulevard. I don't see no Toyotas, Tercels running on the road. No more. I know when Midas for the muffler, they had hard time getting mufflers for the Toyota.
It's outdated. They don't have parts for dinosaurs.
Because I get lifetime muffler as long as I own the car. I put on about 8 mufflers on that car already.
Oh, you got your money's worth.
I don't know how long this last muffler going to last.
Well, if we got any shops listening, don't take care of Clarence because he's going to come back for life.
And that radiator still original. I never changed my radiator. The car 27 years old. You get the only change the starter. The starter went out.
Lose money.
Well, I get my money's worth. Okay, nice talking to you.
Okay, Clarence.
I hope they get this citizenship settled once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
Get this imposter out of office.
That's right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467.
Yes.
Oh, we got to go to a break. We got a few seconds, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Ryan from Kapolei.
Hey, Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
I'm sorry, I'm here. A question. I was reversing my car the other day for a long distance, and it was going fine. Then when I started to accelerate faster in reverse, the car was going vroom, 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 vroom. If you can imagine what those sounds mean.
Okay.
Why was and then I did it again? It was like several hundred yards. I reversed slowly and nothing happened. But when I want to accelerate faster, the car would like jerk.
Surging.
Hmm.
Well, what is that? Is that a fault or is that a safety feature to avoid reverse speeding or?
What kind of car is this?
It's a Saturn, SL Series 99.
Well, how much gas you got in there?
Oh, full tank.
Okay.
And then when I go forward, I go fine.
Try checking your
transmission fluid.
Yeah, check the color and the smell.
It should be red.
Yes.
And what should it smell like? Oil.
It shouldn't smell burnt.
It should not smell burnt.
Yes. If it smell burnt, your trans is gone. The reverse gear is the main gear for making the trans move.
Oh. Okay, so if anything gets affected, it'll affect the reverse.
How many miles you have on it?
50,000.
How many times you service the transmission?
Probably none.
There you go.
What do you mean service? What does that mean?
Flush the fluid.
I don't know.
Then it's no good.
I got all my receipts. I just got to look.
Yeah. It should have been flushed at least every 2 years.
Okay.
So and if you never did it, my guess is your trans is shot.
Okay. So what is the term I'm looking for on my receipt?
Flush transmission fluid.
And what would that run? I go to the Saturn dealer if I did it. What would it have cost me?
$400.
Oh, I should remember that one.
I don't think you did it.
Okay, yeah. So if I don't remember that price, I don't think I did it. Okay, so assume I didn't do it then, George. What should I do?
You have to have the trans looked at and probably rebuilt or buy a new car.
Oh, I love my Saturn. Okay. Well, you know what, why?
Don't drive it in reverse.
I don't worry about getting smashed or dinged or anything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think about a new car, but then I got to be careful where I park.
Well, that's what it's called, maintenance.
Okay.
Pay me now. Pay me later, man.
Okay, so just a flush and a transmission. Check.
Yeah, well, it sounds like the transmission is on its way out.
Because it goes that. Okay. Okay. Check that out. Thank you very much, and okay. I'll report back next week.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Who's next?
We have Mike from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it there, John? Hey, by the way, did you graduate from Roosevelt?
McKinley.
Oh, McKinley. Oh, no.
But I knew a lot of Roosevelt grads because I went to Stevenson.
Yeah. Oh, I think you went to school with me. Anyway, we're the same age. But anyway, I hear everybody talking about politics and everything. So I just like add my two cents.
Okay.
Hey, the kind of, this governor, they don't talk anything about cutting government or anything. Only about taxing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't think that's the right idea. How come the whole country went the other way and we went the other way?
Mm-hmm.
Off the cliff.
Yeah.
Kind of ridiculous, huh?
Arrogant this way.
Yeah. Oh, I can't believe it. Another guy talking about his car, $168. My truck, I paid $300-something for a license, and that was last year. I paid $1 for driving on his crappy road. Right, all these potholes.
Outrageous, yeah?
Outrageous. But another thing, too, like, you know, like me and my wife, we go walking around Hawaii Kai, and then the other day, they had city workers working on a bridge over there in Hawaii Kai. They were there about 1 week, but anyway, 2 days when we passed by, they had two trucks, one compressor. I see about 8 guys standing on the bridge, they're looking over the side. Nobody working. That was the first day. Second day, we come walking by again. That's what happened when we walked there. We see guys sitting in a truck. Then all of a sudden, two heads pop up on the back seat. They were sleeping. Now you wonder why. You know what I mean? Our taxes go up so high.
That's right.
And even the bottled water supply, when you see one hole, you see 6 guys around the hole and 1 guy in a hole. I tell you, that's so ridiculous, man. They gotta wake up this island. I don't know.
That's the governor and the mayor.
Not really. The people, they gotta wake up and gotta get rid of some of these guys, you know. They gotta change the attitude or what?
90% don't vote.
Yeah. And now we're gonna get gay marriage and all this. Oh, that's ridiculous.
It is.
Anyway, I just wanted to get my 2 cents in.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot for hearing.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Lawrence from Kaneohe.
Hey, Lawrence.
Hi, George. Sorry, I didn't ask you earlier. I got so involved, but no politics this time. Automotive, how often would you recommend I change my gas filter?
Every 2 years.
Every 2 years, okay.
Mm-hmm. What kind of car?
86 Chevy, 4.3 V6.
Yeah.
Okay, what about the PVC valve? How often would you recommend I replace that?
Every 2 years.
Okay. Don't clean it, just change it, right?
Right.
Okay, that's all I wanted. Thanks
okay.
again for your time.
All right. Okay. 808-296-5467 is the number, folks. And don't wait to the last minute and try to get your questions in. Anyway, back to Damien, and he's racing back at Hawaii Raceway Park. So you rather do the wheel-to-wheel than the quarter mile?
Well, it takes more energy. And it takes more skill.
Yeah, you have to be in good physical condition.
Right. It's constant upshifting, downshifting, braking,
yeah.
steering, fighting G's on turns.
You know why I don't like that?
Why?
Takes too long to find the winner. I like it fast and quick.
What is wheel to wheel? I never heard of that term.
It's one car against another car.
Well, actually, wheel-to-wheel, when we were racing at Hawaii Raceway Park, you could have as many as 60 cars on the track.
All at one time.
All at one time. And you lined up, the fastest cars were first, the slower, you know, you do time trials.
Yeah.
And then they picked the fastest two in the front row, the second fastest in the second row, all the way back, and then everybody starts the same time. And it's a drag race from the starting line to the first turn. And then after that, it's a... Every move you make, there's somebody either in front of you, in back of you, or on the side of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Almost like driving on H1 freeway at peak hour traffic.
No, H1 freeway, worse. They don't know how to drive.
Well, that's the same thing.
Okay. Okay, who's next?
We have Ben from Ever Beach.
Hey, Ben.
George, I got one two-part question for Damien. You know, if we're looking to buy one car from Maui, what kind of savings we get going to that Toyota dealership versus the surf course down here? And also, where could the car be serviced thereafter, the purchase?
Well, the warranty is issued by the factory. So anybody who is an authorized Toyota dealer anywhere in the U.S. or anywhere in the world is required as being a dealer to service that vehicle, because the factory reimburses the dealer for any repairs that are done under the warranty.
Oh, okay.
What is the advantage? You know, because I'm not a customer, I would say I can only tell you what people that have bought cars from me tell me. And there was one today, George recommended to me, a young lady named Michelle. I asked her, and she said, well, because they won't negotiate.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we get to bypass all of that stress then, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Damien. I appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, 808-296-5467 is the number, folks. Give us a call. It can involve cars, the roads. Oh, the roads. You know, the question I had was, you know, on Maui, whenever we went over with the kids for the junior drag races, I never saw potholes. How come?
Good question. You see, the roads are pretty decent. The roads are touristy. And most of those roads are paved, and they're either state or highway federal funding.
Mm-hmm.
When you get on off those main drags and you get into residential areas, mm-hmm. you know, the county roads,
yeah.
you find all the potholes.
I never did see any.
Well, I live in Kula. I bought a house up there in 1981, Upper Chemo Drive.
Mm-hmm.
That road has not been paved since 1981.
But it doesn't have holes like we got.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. Maybe I haven't been there lately.
Well, next time you come to Maui, give me a call. I'll come visit.
Okay. But, Honolulu roads is horrible. I can't find a good road.
Well, that's why I guess new car dealers must love you guys on Oahu, because every 2 years your car is all shaking loose. You got to trade it in. Get
something. Oh, no. You're talking about something else now. I'm going to tell you something. I got this guy that came in, never changes his oil. 28,000 miles. The motor shot.
That wasn't the one this morning. Huh?
No.
Oh, okay.
Another one.
Okay.
Oh, God. It was something else. I don't know what people are thinking about. Anyway. That's the signal for us to get out of here. Chaz is saying, get. He wants to go home. Anyway, I'd like to thank all of the callers for calling in and sharing with us. But most of all, folks, please, save Hawaii. Get involved. Don't sit on your butt and do nothing. Get involved and push this thing through. Push anything. Do something. Don't wait for the next guy to do it. Well, take care of each other. Until next week, drive carefully. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily